This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer on Joy
94.9. Does your organisation have the rainbow tick? The Rainbow Tick supports organisations to understand and implement LGBTI-inclusive service delivery and ensures LGBTI consumers and staff that Rainbow Tick organisations will be aware of and responsive to their needs. Standards are applicable to any organisation, regardless of industry, and supports organisations to develop and implement inclusive practices for the LGBTI community. Carers Queensland is the first not-for-profit organisation in Queensland to be accredited with the Rainbow Tick, joining a growing number of businesses in Australia offering a welcoming and safe workplace for people who identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, or intersex. Now on The Informer, Dina Curie speaks with Jim Toohey, President of Carers Queensland, about what was involved in getting the organisation accredited for the Rainbow Tick.
Carers Queensland is an organisation that advocates and supports unpaid carers. Now, that's 400,000 people in Queensland who dedicate a good part of their life to caring for someone with a disability, someone with an illness, someone who's aged, etc., etc. So that sort of army of people that currently saves Australia about $40 billion a year in paid care.
You were the first not-for-profit in Queensland to receive a Rainbow Tick accreditation. Was this something that you guys worked very hard towards so that you could have that?
Yeah, there was a lot of work and preparation that went into it, Dean, but it was a journey which began in January last year because the organisation felt that we needed to specifically recognise, you know, the army of unpaid carers who were members of the LGBTQI community.
Was it something that was actually for both sides of the coin when you kind of look at it and think there's many of the unpaid carers who are LGBTIQ, but then there's also the people that they're caring for, and having this kind of certification can make quite a difference in regard to people feeling welcome and accepted?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And that was the driving factor with it. Carers are often invisible or feel invisible in the community. They're not recognised, their contribution isn't recognised. When you look at the LGBTQ community, I mean, there's another layer of invisibility, of not being recognised, of almost not being able to happily and joyfully be who you really are. So that was the driving factor behind it.
Jim, what was involved in actually working towards getting the Rainbow Tick?
Okay, well, we were accredited or audited by an organisation who really engaged with our staff all the way from governance at board level to service delivery. What they wanted to look at was what steps had we taken, and we are on a journey, Dean. I want to emphasise that. You know, I don't think we will ever arrive, but it's a journey. But what steps we were taking to make sure our clients and our staff knew that or understood that they were welcome, that they were included, that we really recognised that they had, well, probably not so much special needs, but they had been a part of a community which hadn't been recognised and made to feel included in the past, and we wanted to do that. So they looked at policies, procedures, they looked at some of the programs we ran, they talked to a lot of staff, a lot of carers, they talked to myself and other members of the board. And I guess we felt really honoured. We felt that we had, you know, made some real headway into ensuring that our culture is one inclusive for everybody.
So when you look at, say, before and after, if we look at before and after with the Rainbow Tick, what environment was like, because I think for a lot of businesses, a lot of businesses may often feel that this seems like something that's huge and daunting. And when you're talking about this now, you're letting us know they looked at a lot of different areas, they looked at a lot of different spaces within your organisation. But once the train started running, what was it like? How easy was it to be able to actually think of these inclusive practices, make these changes, and create a more inclusive space for LGBTI people?
Look, I think you've hit the nail right on the head, Dean. It's that train gets moving. So all decisions, all strategies, all operational policies start to become infused with the recognition that this is a community that has felt invisible, has felt isolated, has felt unable to be who they are. So start thinking about, you know, here's a particular strategy we're looking at. How do we ensure that the members of that community feel that they're included, that they're welcome, that they're understood and appreciated? So everything you look at starts to get imbued with that, and it becomes second nature. It's not something that I'd suggest any business necessarily be terrified of. It's a great feeling. Quite honestly, it is.
The audit that happened took place over quite a few of your locations, Camphill, Ipswich, Toowoomba.
Yep.
Yeah. Was that easy to kind of have that investigation and audit happen across a broad range of spaces?
Look, it's a challenge. Getting audited for anything is a challenge, so it was a challenge. But what was pleasing was that the auditors found that it had started to become ingrained in the culture, because even those sites, quite isolated from each other, showed the same sort of progress and the same sort of journey. So, look, from a logistics perspective, at times it was challenging, but no, it was nothing that was too daunting.
And what's the next step now? Now that you've got this accreditation, also that wasn't the only one you received. You also received the Health and Community Standards accreditation.
Yeah.
Both awarded by the Quality Initiative Performance Limited. To get this rainbow tick, you've got that now. You're putting everything into practice, but what's the next step and stage to go further?
Look, I think it is, as I said, to continue along this journey of making sure all of our practices, policies, procedures, including Carers Queensland, is one of the largest local area coordinators for the NDIS. So making sure that all of our practices reflect that genuine inclusivity. We will be re-audited. You know, it's not something that you get a tick and it's there forever. So you're re-audited. So hopefully each time that occurs, Dean, the auditors will note further progress, which will be all the more pleasing to us. But it's a train that we're definitely not getting off, or we're not going to slow up on.
And do you think having this kind of visibility also makes a really big difference in creating spaces for engagement with other businesses and organisations to be able to think about having these conversations and do this work as well?
Oh, I hope so. I don't want to hold us up as any sort of role model, but I would like to say to other businesses and organisations out there that this opens your eyes. You start to gain a greater understanding of, you know, decades to some people that you'll meet of feeling as if they have to hide, as if they're invisible. So it's really something that's very, very inspiring.
Jim Toohey, President of Carers Queensland, thank you for joining us tonight on The Informer.
My pleasure. Thank you, Dean.
That was Jim Toohey, President of Carers Queensland.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.